You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Bill Lohrholt, but like 10 years later.
Yeah. Amarius Mims is Trent Williams and Phil Lohrholt's body.
No, it's true, man. Okay, back to Jesse Pierce with some Vikings vent line here on the floor at the Fillmore.
We've got a white berry and go Bears. There
go Bears.
We go. We like it. Go Bears. All right, what's your name?
My name's Cade. I'm from Hugo. And very happy with J.J. McCarthy pick. And Vikings will draft Jerzon Newton. Or hopefully Brian Thomas from 3D.
Oh,
we got breaking news.
Oh.
We got breaking news.
Whoa. The Minnesota Vikings are on the clock again.
Hold on.
Get the flag. Okay. The Minnesota Vikings are on the clock at 17. They have pulled a trade with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So they've moved up 6 spots. We're waiting for the draft pick compensation on this, but the Vikings clearly, Kwesi Kuchen, man.
Well, this is what I said, though. There's a defensive guy. They want it. There's a defensive guy, and I think when Murphy went, they said, screw it, we're going to go get the next guy. I love this.
Kwesi cooking with some crybaby Craigs, cooking with some Northern Fire grilling and barbecue supply.
Watch
cooking
Quinion
with
Mitchell
some popcorn.
Here. Watch Quinion Mitchell here.
And LSU wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr.
Okay, that's what Alec thinks it's going to be. Alec Lewis put out who he thinks it's going to be. Interesting.
Okay, wow. this is really juicy. I love this move. I love this aggressiveness. And there it is.
Nope, that's oh
no, there it is.
Picks in, baby.
Oh,
yeah. Picks in.
It's in.
With the 17th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Minnesota Vikings select edge rusher Dallas Turner.
There it is.
Get the flag.
Get the flag again. Reigning, defending SEC Defensive Player of the Year, 10 sacks for the Alabama Crimson Tide last year. And it's funny, a lot of mock drafts early in the process before Kirk Cousins signed with the Falcons had the Vikings taking Dallas Turner at 11.
Whoa.
And Judd Zolgad is at the Northern Fire Hot Takes desk. Whoa, okay, we got the you want the compensation?
Yeah. It's big. Yeah.
Okay. The Vikings get the 17, the Jaguars get the 23, the 167, and third and fourth round picks next year. That's the compensation.
But we still have our first next year.
But the Vikings still have a first round pick next year. And they still have J.J. McCarthy, who they drafted.
Hey, Phil, what's the betting odds the Vikings trade back next year? Like, I would love to take the odds right now that the Vikings are trading back next year.
They will, almost 100%. Yeah. Especially because they're going to be drafting, like, 30th anyways.
Here's your hot take. 2024 Minnesota Vikings are going back to the playoffs.
There he is.
Ha ha ha!
John, we need another skull chant, man. We're wearing you out here, John, but we need another skull chant. Hey. The Vikings have made two picks.
Can we talk about Dallas Turner's testing numbers, though?
Right, so, hold on, right after a skull chant.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. All right, here we go. One more skull chant, or maybe 100 more, but John, fire away.
Skull. Skull. Skull.
Okay, Miles, talk dirty to us. Talk dirty to us.
All right.
Let's talk about Dallas Turner, athletic freak right now.
So athletic freak he is. So Dallas Turner is 6'3", 250, 247. He's got 34-inch arms, basically 10-inch 10-inch hands.
Pythons, pythons.
Yeah,
let's go.
His 40 was a 4.46, so he ran a sub-5.40, sub-4.5.40. 10, and then he jumped 40 and a half.
Oh.
And it broad jump of 10.7.
Let's go.
So he's your your prototypical outside linebacker, like chess piece that Brian Flores is going to love.
So you're going to have, God, you're going to have some pieces, man. Jonathan Grenard, yep. Andrew Van Ginkle, Dallas Turner. Oh.
And everybody moving around. Too.
All moving around.
All
everywhere.
Moving around. And Van Ginkle can now just play on third down
if you want.
Like this operates. I think that there's a very good case to be made. Now, the secondary, the corners do scare me a little bit. I think there's a case to be made. We're talking about a top 10 defense across the board next
year.
This
is also, Ben Gessling has this. Yeah, it's the first edge rusher that the Vikings have drafted in the first round since Erasmus James in 2005.
Yeah, we don't need to remember. When Aaron Rodgers was still on the board.
Oh. Don't, let's not.
Okay, Forno, what are your thoughts on Dallas Turner?
Dallas Turner was my fourth-ranked edge rusher. I was a little bit lower on him than a lot of consensus, mainly because he's got all the tools and he's got zero polish. A lot of what he does, he loves to rush around the edge and just with speed. For a Nick Saban player, he doesn't have a lot of polish, and to me that's a little bit worrisome. He does know how to use the long arm on occasion, and I think a lot of people were sold because against Georgia, he had one play where he just long-armed a guy to death. And it was really, really impressive. But when you have Jared Verse and Chop Robinson still on the board and you trade up that much to go get Turner, to me it's a little bit questionable. I think Turner could end up being a superstar. But I think there's a long way to go, and you gave up a lot to take that bet when you probably could have gotten one of the three easily at 23rd overall. So I'm pretty low on this pick compared to the excitement that was in the room, which I love the palpable excitement, but I question this one a lot.
Okay. Well, Judd's back at the Northern Fire Barbecue Hot Takes desk here. So,
hey, Forno, Northern Fire and I have one thing to say to you. Brian Flores is going to polish the gem that is Dallas Turner.
I hope you are right, Judd. I really do.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom. And it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
So, wow. I mean, you know, what a night. Again, we'll see how these picks pan out on paper. It's one thing on draft night. You fast forward 4 years and we all get to find out together. But the Vikings address their biggest need, which is franchise quarterback.
Yep.
And with Daniil Hunter's departure, and Jonathan Grenard comes in and helps with some of that. But, like, maybe you find someone, if you can polish him to the things – that Forno was saying.
Right.
I love this, man. Like, I love the way that this draft has gone. I love that you didn't have to give up your second first-round pick. You still get J.J. McCarthy, and you get a really – by the way, Brian Flores probably had the most influence in this pick, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
So, like, if Brian Flores says, that's the guy that I think I can polish, okay, you listen to a smart coach.
Well, and the thing, too, is – and this is – I absolutely think this is great. So – Daniil Hunter leaves, and that's a loss. I mean, the guy's a good player, but he leaves, and look at how you've gone about replacing him.
Yeah.
And I will say this, Danielle Hunter might be the best player of all the players. Like, he might be better than all the players the Vikings have brought in. But that being said, look at how much more depth, quality depth now exists there. And you know what? If you're going to have issues potentially with your corners in the secondary, what's the second best thing that you can possibly do?
Get after quarterbacks.
Get the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Get in the quarterback space.
The Bengals are taking offensive tackle Amarius Mims with the 18th overall pick.
Oh, I love that.
He's a mountain of a man.
And he's going to get to learn from a mountain of a man in Trent Brown and Orlando Brown. Like, that's a great fit.
So Joe Burrow gets another potential protector along the offensive line. Okay, Vikings vent line. Should we go to the YouTube version of it here? Okay, Dex.
All right, let's go to John next here on the YouTube channel. John, what's up, buddy? You're on vent line.
What's up, guys? Skull from Fort Worth, Texas. Cowboys hell.
Right back at
let's
you.
Let's go.
Super happy about J.J. McCarthy. I could not be more happy. I was giving all the Cowboy fans crap today that we were going to get him. J.J. to J.J.
Yep.
Love the Turner pick. Love the show, guys.
Skull. Awesome, man. Hey, thank you for joining us. Down in Texas, Vikings vent line.
And you know what? If there were any questions on the part of Justin Jefferson, hey, who's my quarterback going to be? Now you know, and it's a pretty damn good answer, right? Yeah,
now you know. Yep. Who's next, Declan?
All right, let's go to Gavin next. What's up, Gavin? You're on vent line.
What's up, guys? Love the picks tonight. I got to say, I got to ask Sports Dad a question here. Sports Dad, has there been a time in your life where all four Minnesota sports franchises within the next 5 years could realistically win a championship? Because that is what we're looking at right now. All four major men's sports franchises. Twins, we got Royce Lewis. We got Pablo Lopez, even though he's having a terrible start to the season. We got Camille in the wild. We got our quarterback. We got JJ to JJ. We got Ant. We got Cat. We got Rudy Gobert. We got sixth player of the year.
Just keep going, man.
Just keep going. We're cooking. We're cooking.
Kwesi's the head chef.
Dude, Kwesi is cooking here, man.
No, I have no complaints.
He stared down the Giants.
Well, and I like what he did, though. I like how. But I mean, he clearly sensed the danger of the Broncos and took care of that.
Yeah,
as long as you take care of it.
Yeah, you still get to keep your 108 as well, right?
Yep.
So they'll get a pick in the fourth round. Let's keep it rocking here, Declan. Vikings vent line.
All right, let's go to our guy Jimmy. Jimmy, what's up, buddy? You're on vent line.
What's going on? So if you guys remember, there was someone that looked very similar to me after the Tampa Bay game last season that said to fire Kwesi. That was actually my long-lost twin Chinese brother. A lifetime extension for the general manager and Kevin O'Connell. The offensive rookie of the year race is over. The defensive rookie of the year race is over. The race for the...
he just froze up.
He cut out, but
he just froze up, but we get the point.
Yeah, yeah.